The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Yes, we did. Friday, another week gone. More madness. Everywhere you look, madness. By design, this was all planned. Biden today announces, Biden didn't announce anything. We're just euphemistically using that expression. The Biden administration, the Biden-Obama communist administration, has announced that the Obama plan to fly alien invaders from Central America into the U.S. directly is now back on the table. They're going to start doing that. I don't know how else to phrase this except highest treason. They're not coming in legally. They're being illegally flown in and seeded all around the country, and believe it, mostly in red states. That's what their game is, so they can balance the voting books enough to make it look reasonably possible when they fix the election. This is everything we worried about, everything we used to talk about 20, 25 and more years ago. Someday, some science fiction realm in the future might see things like this happening. They're happening. A couple other headlines for you real quickly. Laura Ingraham, clearly in an effort to save her job at Fox, to ingratiate herself with the Fox ownership, interviewed President Trump, cut him off in near mid-sentence, discounted the entire communist election theft. She won't talk about that. Rips his legal strategy to pieces, saying he should have had another strategy before going to the Supreme Court, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, it's clear that anybody in a position of alt-media influence is still, if they're on the payroll of a major corporation, still under the boot, including Tucker Carlson. You just remember what he said about Hunter Biden. All right? That's not to say Tucker doesn't have good scripts to read. He does. But there are certain things that he will not talk about. He's not 100% free, or he's not 100% that which he projects as his real persona. I don't know. I don't know the man. I've got a story going up. They always talk about how mass shooters are always these evil white people. Evil white people. Well, Andy Ngo is really turning out to be an extraordinarily brave and courageous journalist, has gathered together faces of dozens of mass shooters. All the big names, and many names that people don't even remember now. I had to look for a white face in there. There's just none there. It's a lie. They're black, they're Latino, they're from some other planet. Very few whites. You'll see that in a little while as well. Big push now is the communist push, background checks, and Biden is going to sign executive orders for more stringent gun control, whatever that means. We'll have to wait until we see the wording of the orders. This is all Obama's agenda. This is Obama 3.0. You all know that. It's really disgusting what's going on. It's outrageous what's going on. And I can't lay out a strategy other than to shut the whole country down. Truckers, delivery, shut it down. If you don't agree with what's going on, shut it down. But I'm not sure enough Americans would have that much backbone to stand up to this anymore. I don't know. When I see people lining up, fighting to get their kill shots, I wonder if they're all just so mentally gone now, they're not salvageable. Pisacki admitted today that most alien invader families crossing the border are not sent back, as if we didn't know that. California foster parents are now asked if they can take in 26 or more alien invader children. I don't understand the story. I haven't been able to go through it yet. But they're asking California foster parents now to do their part to bring in these third and fourth worlders and just smear California into oblivion. There's not much left to smear. That vile Pelosi is now saying that her hated nephew, Comrade Governor Newsom, will win the recall election. She said there's no reason to run anybody. So what does Nancy know? If it's going to be an electronic election, I guess we can fill in the blank there. Seven alleged GOP senators met with the creeper today and praised him. Now, if there is a GOP in this, a party in this country, a Republican party, if there is one, all those seven senators should be immediately ejected from the party. That's not the way it's supposed to roll out. Got a great video from David Icke. The walls of fascism are closing in fast. You need to stop that now or forever live in slavery. And that's not a disaster. Okay. Dean Henderson is standing by, hopefully sitting by in South Dakota. Hello, Dean. Are you there?
Yeah, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm not doing well. I got in my car today and drove to the bank. They won't let you go in the bank anymore here. You have to sit in the drive-up. And I got up to where I was supposed to be and put my banky in the air tube and turned the engine off and got it back. And then when I went to start the car, the key wouldn't turn. It just wouldn't turn. And I said, gee, am I going to be sitting here all day? And finally, after about 2 minutes, it gave up and agreed to turn. So I got home, and when I got home, I turned it off, and you could take water pump pliers, and that thing's not going to turn. No way. So look, that's nothing compared to what's going on in this country. But I went to try to check into my Earthlink email account. Can't get in there. It says internal server error. Whatever an internal server error is. So I'm out of... Is Mercury gone retro? I don't think it is. Might as well have. Maybe they'll make Mercury permanently retro, like they're going to make wearing masks permanently the law. And obviously the kill shots are going to be permanent fairly soon in terms of your obligation to get them. Now, the big story in South Dakota is Governor Noem. What the hell's going on there with her? You're there.
Well, yeah, they got to her. There's a couple things that happened before this most recent situation with the, you know, the tranny bill. First, her brothers got, we found out on the local news, got like $500,000 each from the PPE in that first stimulus last year.
500?
Each had, 500 grand, the maximum allowable. And she raised the limit from, I don't know if it's 250 or 100, but it was, she raised it to 500, and then they get the 500. And one of them actually rents some of her land, to farm on or to ranch on. So that kind of, you know, irked a lot of people. And then she gave herself a raise, and as well as the whole executive branch, in South Dakota. And then this thing. And the very day after, he gave to the NCAA and Amazon, whoever, she gets right. A $1 billion donation from Denny Sanford, who's the richest man in South Dakota. He's the guy that runs Sanford Healthcare. He's the guy that's drilling this. He's taken the old lead gold mine, the Homestake mine, and he bought it. And he's doing this kind of CERN-like tunnel from Lead, South Dakota to Chicago. And it's going to be a particle accelerator, just like CERN. And he's, there was a news story about six months ago, Denny Sanford accused of pedophilia. And then we haven't heard a thing. So the guy's a creep, and knowing him, he owns the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, which is the venue where they have a lot of basketball tournaments. He just built it. Of course, his name's like slathered all over everything in the state, you know. And he owns that, and so he's the one that would lose money if the tournaments didn't come here in the NCAA, you know, pull them because of the tranny thing. So, yeah, it's, you know, they got to her, and you could just see it. She's like a deer in the headlights on Tucker Carlson the other night. And, you know, it's just, they just got to her. I don't trust any of them. I'm just so sick of these corrupt people. And, you know, you don't get to be governor of anything unless you're corrupt, I guess. You don't get to be president if you're not corrupt.
Even in South Dakota,
sure. Sure, of course. And I never, you know, honestly, and I think I told you this earlier, before her COVID stance, I didn't like any of her policies. She's always harassing the Indians, and I don't know. She's never been like, you know, my favorite person at all. But I thought, okay, well, this COVID, she's doing great. I judge people strictly on their actions, right? Even if I didn't agree with them in the past, hey, I'll give you a chance. I like your policies, just like Trump. I didn't like Trump, but I like a couple of his policies. Fine. But, you know, in the end, look, I mean, it's a theater. Just like on the national stage, at every state level, and it's always the billionaire class that calls the shots. And in this case, it was Denny Sanford, and that's what people nationally should know, because you're never going to hear that from anybody, not even Fox News, not even Tucker Carlson. Like you said, they're all compromised. They all have to work for Rupert Murdoch and Prince Alawid bin Talal. You know, one of the biggest Zionists and one of the biggest Muslim Brotherhood people in the world. That's who owns Fox News. So. You just can't trust any of it, and you shouldn't. And you should just turn it off, you know, turn all of it off and forget about party politics, forget about Democrats, Republicans, forget about conservative liberals. We're in a situation now, we're being attacked by the City of London, Crown Corporation, and it's humanity versus the Crown. And that's just what it is. And if we could just get people thinking that way instead of, you know, okay, for example, the immigrants, right? The immigrants, you know, we're supposed to hate the immigrants. And a lot of people don't. Of course, it's a knucklehead Joe Biden policy. Yeah, just come on in. But what's really going on, A, the cartels are making a meal. Well, who controls the drug cartels in Mexico? Well, the House of Habsburg, the House of Orleans, and the House of Bourbon. And they've always have, ever since the Spanish, you know, ran. And they run it, and they make mint off it. They run the whole global drug trade. Why do you think we're in Afghanistan? You know, because King Zahir Shah, who's part of the crown and Nephilim bloodline family, was reinstated, and that Taliban had shut down the opium trade, and they cranked it right back up, and we're there to oversee it. And for the crown, we're the crown's bitch. This is the truth. The United States of America is not a free country. It's the crown's bitch. So we do the dirty work for these European fondy billionaires, and they sit there and just make money. And so, and the other thing they're doing is they're letting these kids in, just the kids. Well, here's why. They're going to send them into these convention centers. They're going to COVID test them all. And they're thinking, well, these are kids who are motivated. They left their countries, willing to walk, in some cases, 2,000 miles. Can you imagine? You know, you're a 13-year-old kid and you walk, you know, 2,000 miles to try to get a better life. And you can't blame them because, you know, we've trashed their countries with the IMF, again, controlled by the crown and the banks. You know, and right. You go to those countries and like 80% of the land in Guatemala is owned by 2% of the people, you know, and there's seven families. They talk about it all the time, you know, dieta familias, you know, and you hear it all the time when you're down there. I've been there like six times and most people live in just total poverty. So, you know, what are you going to do? Well, what you do is you quit supporting these governments, for Christ's sakes. It was Hillary Clinton and Obama who overthrew the government of Honduras, Zelaya. Because, oh, he was a leftist, you know, oh, God forbid, you know, he taxed United Brands, Chiquita, a little bit more. And by the way, the biggest drug trafficker in the whole region is Chiquita Bananas. They just bring it in officially into the ports in Mississippi because the House of Orleans, that's where, you know, they run New Orleans. That's the biggest drug city in the world. That's what Bourbon Street's named after, the Bourbon family. I mean, it's just all right there in front of you, people, but you need to snap out of it and wake up. And quit this internecine warfare, you know, like where you're attacking, like, the, I don't know, you're attacking the minions. You're attacking the middle management. You know, Biden's fucking middle management. Who gives a shit? He's a zombie. So you got to bring Trump in. You got to divide. If you want to take the country down, which is what's happening, America's being taken down by the crown, just like in Cecil Rhodes' Last Will and Testament. You know, it's all about retaking America and putting us under British crown control. It's right in the will. Last will and testament.
Rhodes.
Right.
That's
and so
right.
If you bring in Trump, you have to create the chaos. You have to create the division. The only way you can take over a country is just divide it to where people.
That's what it was all about. I tell people.
That's just basic.
Split
you
the
know,
country. Polarize it. So it'll never go back. Never.
It's the Phoenix program in Vietnam, but it's here, funded by Soros. Who's the crown?
You heard what I said earlier. I said about these GOP senators who met with Biden, told him he was doing a great job. I said, I said, if there's such a thing as a Republican Party, there isn't. It's a joke.
There's
proof positive. It's all a label game to keep everybody chasing their tails if they even give a crap anymore. It's so stupid.
Yeah, that's right. And then, so what do you do next? Oh, well, you bring Sleepy Joe in. And he's senile, but see, that's by design. That's part of the shtick. That's what people don't understand. It's like, no, they want him to appear that way. Because why? Because he'll appeal to these 80-year-old people. Oh, you gotta go get your shot.
Oh, they're gonna play the symphony game.
We're all in it together. And so, you know,
sympathy.
Trump's the divider in chief, and Biden is the guy that presides over the kill program. And that is gonna happen in about 2 months. Pathogenic priming. Next time there's a cold, next time there's a variant, it's going to come around, and I'm telling you, we ain't seen nothing yet for deaths. And then what do? They'll blame it on a variant. That's why they need the variants out there.
Oh, they got over 20 variants now, Dean. That's right. They got over 20. They'll release whatever it takes to force the sheep to all buckle under.
That's what they're going to try to do. Pressure. Oh, it's your fault. You didn't get vaccinated. It's your fault. You didn't take the kill shot. And how many people are going to cave? That's what we're going to find out. And those
that's
left
right.
standing, like me, like you, you know, we're going to be locked out of a lot of things, but we're going to live. And this is eugenics.
Hey, they can lock. I don't give a damn.
I don't give
a
shit either. I don't care. But it's like that's if you think about eugenics, you know. This is all an IQ test, people. This is all an IQ test. This is the way these eugenicists think. So they want to get rid of the dumb people, right? Well, who are the dumb people? The people taking the shots. Yeah. And they're going to get rid of them. And then they're going to have a little problem on their hands because they're going to have a lot of smart people left. Maybe not a lot. Maybe 89 million, according to the Deagle Report, by 2025. Because this makes the Deagle Report all make
sense. That's less
right?
than 4 years, Dean. Less than 4 years.
Yeah.
And in less than four years, the crown is supposed to have 14 million left in the UK. 14.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
That's it.
And then Prince Harry sneaks in here and plays little victim. And why is he here? What's he going to do? Are we going to crown a king next in the United States, America? A bloodline king? Is that where this is going? I mean, who knows? But I'm telling you, people need to wake up. They need to keep fighting each other and worrying about immigrants and worrying about, right. you know, white racial theory and worrying about, you know, the latest way to divide each other. And we need to unite against this fucking crown because I'm just sick of them. And they need their heads fucking cut off and put on a stick and march through the village. That's what needs to happen. Storm the city of London. Just take it over. I mean, what are we going to do? Just die? You just want to sit here and just let them attack us and just take us down and just die? That's who we fought this revolution against in 1776, got our freedom from. You know, it wasn't migrants. It wasn't blacks.
They never fully went away.
It was the British crown. Remember?
Right.
They've hung around through the Federal Reserve. They've hung around through the bankruptcy of 33. They've hung around through the Clinton-Bush years when they were made stronger, and the euro dollar made them pretty much just billionaire class. This is going back to feudalism, and fascism is the word. Feudalism is the word. That's where it's going. They might sell themselves as socialists, but they're not helping the people. They're not going to help working people. They never do.
It's all labels. It's labels. Here's another one. You mentioned fascism. How about Fauciism? They're making the guy into a god. America's doctor now. They're calling him.
Oh yeah, he is. He's a god. He's the leader of the cult. You know, he's the outside leader of the cult. The inside circle will never show themselves.
That's right.
Gates is another one. He's the outside leader of the cult. Going to make a mint off vaccines. Going to make a mint off people working at home with his Microsoft cloud network.
Yep.
Make more money than he's even got. Double his money probably, but in a couple of years. But no, the people behind the scenes, they don't come out of the shadows. And they're the ones that know what's going on, and they're the ones that divide us, and they're the ones that are the eugenicists. Because the crown has always been the eugenicists. They've always been the ones that thought their bloodlines were superior to the rest of ours. And it's probably because they know they're Nephilim, they know they're Anunnaki, they know their ancestors are not human. They hate the earth. They hate the people.
They're still connected with the non-humans.
They're still connected. They created all the crazy right wing and crazy left wing people throughout history, whether it's Pol Pot or Hitler or whoever it was. They were behind them because you have to create this.
Oh, Stalin was their biggest killing machine.
Lenin, Trotsky, Mussolini, funded by the Savoy Nephilim bloodline in Italy. It's all documented. It's all true. And they create extremism. And they create, you know, we don't want extremism. We just want normal. We just want people with respect. People that can talk to each other with respect.
But morality, kindness, open-mindedness. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And all those things that have been taken. We got to hold on, Dean. We have to pause just for a minute. Dean Henderson, again, for all of you who are regulars, you know Dean. And you know what he thinks, and he doesn't mince words, and he's right. He's right. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Dean Henderson, and this whole thing is going right according to plan. Believe it, this has been planned long ago, and they're rolling it out faster and faster. They want the crown dominant. They don't want anybody pushing back. I don't know what they're going to have to do. People are waking up about this kill shot, and a lot of people aren't going to get it. If they can get two-thirds done, I think they're going to be fairly happy with that. If not, then they'll just release something that is MERS coronavirus mix. It'll be like COVID AIDS. They'll really start killing people to try to force the rest of the people to take their kill shot. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to do. And make no mistake about it. Meanwhile, the economy, Americans' income has collapsed by the most on record in February. Again, part of the plan. This is all designed to make a pauper out of anybody who's self-sustaining. They want them all broken down. They want them at each other's throats. They want the people to do the work for them, to fight each other, to hate each other. And that's what they're going to succeed in doing, unless something really amazing happens. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, no, exactly right. The economy's falling apart everywhere. Everybody I talk to around the country says the same thing. I even start to see it here. Just people having to work more just to keep up. Well, the unemployment number was down to like 672,000 new claims this week, and they were all, yay, it's the lowest, you know, number we've had since the pandemic. But that's still 700,000 new people applying
for first-time
unemployment.
Not me.
Well, you know, the Wall Streeters, you know, the stock market people, you know, the talking heads. But, we're talking about, like, what, close to 60% of people who've had to file for unemployment. So
that's right.
I think the game is this. You know, the Great Reset is a two-part deal. Okay, so first part is a massive depopulation because you can't have this new fourth industrial revolution economy, which the Fourth Reich is bringing in, without reducing the population dramatically. It just doesn't work. And so this is the kill shot. This is the vaccination.
Correct. Totally correct.
And the second part of that is this massive hyperinflation, which they're creating with the central banks, not just the Fed, but all the Rothschild, Crown-owned central banks are doing the exact same thing. They call it stimulus. And every time they put money into the economy, whether it's government doing it and then having to pay the Fed back, the bondholders, the Crown, or it's just the Fed directly putting up another $4 trillion in debt, which they did earlier, you know, this year and last year.
They already
year.
Own the country. The Crown and the Fed own the country.
They own it, and they want to own all of it. So what the game is, I think, is to hyperinflate housing, cars, the stock market.
Used cars up 3% just last month. Used cars,
everything.
3% already.
Yep, everything. Everything and put it beyond the reach of people. And then you can say, then they bring in this whole thing where you don't own anything. You know, well, forgive all your debt, but you don't own anything. And they don't want people to own anything.
And that's freedom. Not owning anything, not owning, no payments, no credit. That's freedom. That's how they're going to do it. But let me say one other thing. The capital goods have been targeted for a long time in this country to be made very scarce. There's no inventory left. Go and try and buy a new stove or a fridge or something. You think you got a big choice now? They'll tell you to go ahead and pay for it. Maybe it'll be here in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. If it's heavy equipment or farm machinery, they'll take your money and promise you delivery maybe in 18 months. Okay? I know people in agriculture. They can't get heavy equipment. It's not there.
No.
So they're fixing up the older stuff, trying to rebuild it. And it's fine.
Yeah.
But there's no capital inventory. They've taken that away. And people don't understand it.
Yeah. It's all part of the same, you know, thing. And that's where it's all going. So how long can they keep this going? You know, how long can they, you know, because in a normal situation, a normal economy where, you know, where it really was supply and demand and all that good stuff. I mean, this thing would all, like, everything would just collapse together, housing, stock market, bond market, everything. But I just don't know anymore because you can't really predict it because it's digital. I mean, everything's digital now, and there's nothing backed by anything. It's just fiat currency, and if it goes to Bitcoin, it's still fiat currency. If it's controlled by the Fed, and it will be eventually, we know.
Backed by nothing. You just said it all. Backed by nothing.
Backed by nothing. So you can't say that they can't just keep this going. What I see is these desperate kind of, you know, millennials and Generation Xers who, you know, they look ahead into the future and they see nothing. They see no chance of ever getting ahead, ever owning a house, ever basically just not even hardly able to pay their rent. So what are they doing? Oh, they're buying Bitcoin. They're buying GameStop. They're investing money in the stock market. this is always the indication of a top in a market. I mean, when you start hearing little 24-year-old kids, which, you know, I'm hearing outside my door here, neighbors, and, oh, yeah, I just did this and that. And when you start hearing that, that's when it's getting, you know, the end is
nigh. Dean, you're right. They've actually laid the interface for younger people to get into the stock market out in almost the same form as a video game. It made it like what you grew up with playing video games. When I was in the bank today, there was a car in the lane next to me. There's a mother sitting at the wheel, and her daughter, I don't know how old this kid was, 12, maybe, a little girl. She had a smartphone, so-called, in her hands, and her face was about 4 inches from it, and she was moving her thumbs on it, not typing, making pictures bigger and smaller. And I looked in her face. She was gone. She wasn't on this planet. She was gone. A little kid, gone.
Yeah, terrible. I know. But you're right. They're giving them all the tools. They live on them phones. Now New York just came out with the first digital passport. You might have heard today. It's called Excelsior. And, you know, you have a phone and you get the QR code. I was wondering, what does QR code mean? Do you know what QR code means? It's interesting. No. You know, you got QAnon, now you got QR codes. Is this green
I'm
stuff?
I'm trying to
or
think of the construct.
What are they doing here? But anyway, it's all interesting, but that's all where it's going. And then another interesting thing, change the subject a little bit. A European Space Agency comes out this week. They got this Gaia Observatory. And they reported that the Earth's star field, the nearest star field, our star field to Earth, is just being obliterated by this massive object. And they don't know what it is. So that's comforting. Yeah, something big's coming in, you know, and I just think it's got to be Nibiru. It's got to be. And, you know, I just think there's something off-planet about this whole thing. I mean, I know the Nephis are here. They live in castles. We know who they are, the names and everything. But there's some reuniting thing going on here. There's something coming that's bigger. And maybe this is it. Because and all this technology is just basically hooking people into what? The cloud. What's the cloud? It's outer space. It's aliens. I mean, right there in front of us.
That's right. And then you've got that. No, of course not. No, the masses don't see it. They have diversions. They're always being pulled this way and that. But the big ticket item is nanotech. That has been that's been black. That went black 25 years ago. It's totally black. They're doing so much stuff now. And I really do think they're getting help. I don't think this is all human. I think they're getting off planet. Directions, leads, and the trade-off is what? Yeah, okay, you reps or whoever they are, you can have as many humans as you want, just don't cause any trouble. You can take what you want, dissect them, whatever, eat them, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's something going on here that's really, really evil. This has turned into the planet evil. Now, back to Christy Noem and the $1 billion she got from Stanton, was that what it was? Stanton?
Sanford.
Yeah. All right. A billion dollars under what pretext?
Well, he gave it to this low income scholarship program. Of course, you can't just give her a bribe. But, you know, it's just money for low income kids, which is a good program, actually. But, you know, yeah, not only him, but then Avera Health, you know, threw in, and then Sanford Healthcare, his hospital chain.
I got it. It'll all come back to him, most of it.
Yeah, sure. And, of course, they're the ones doing all the COVID testing because the way it works with the COVID testing and with the vaccines and everything is that, especially with the vaccines, is they're not just shipping this out anywhere. They're sending it through Avera, and they're sending it through Sanford. And then in Rapid City, they're sending it to Monument. But there's two cities in South Dakota that handle all the vaccines, and then they ship them out to all the people. So, you know, they're going to get all the data. They're going to get all the, you know, if there's people that have problems with, you know, side effects and stuff. Oh, here's the story. My aunt got, you know, well, her second vaccine. A week later, she's sick as a dog. And they sent her to, Avera in Sioux Falls. Have to take her by ambulance. And they're like, oh, she's got the COVID, you know. And Star Tribune reported 89 people in Minnesota had COVID after their second vaccine.
That's right. You know, and it's happening all over the place. Yeah.
It's happening all over the place. But because it goes through Sanford and people like that, it won't be, it'll be covered up by and large. I was really shocked that the Star Tribune reported that because that's a mainstream paper. But it's happening all over the place. But, and then my, oh, here's another one. My sister was driving around over there in western Minnesota and she's watching these chemtrails in the sky. And then she said she saw this big funnel, just this straight down tube come out of one of the chemtrails and just straight to the ground. And by the time she got her cell phone out, tried to take a picture, it was gone. So what the hell is that?
Wow.
I mean,
I don't
that
know.
One of those
that's a, that's
they
a new one
about,
on me.
You know, where they that's can just
one.
Teleport things out of here or down here or, yeah, I don't know. But
sounds,
there's a lot of strange things going on. And I mean, it's,
sounds,
you can't explain this. You can't explain this unless you understand evil and you understand, you know, the whole history of the world, really. I mean, which I don't claim to understand the whole thing, but I mean, the more you look into it, you know, it's not just the Book of Enoch. It's not just, it talks about the giants and the Nephilim. I mean, the Ute have stories, the Algonquin have stories, the Cato Indians have stories about how these giants were here, the ancients, and they were eating people and they couldn't tell the difference between them and deer. And they all have the same stories, you know? And I just think, you know, it's just repeating itself, okay? And they really are coming back to power. And that's the only way you can explain what's going on, the massive lies, just the upside down, the turning upside down of reality. To where, and then what's changed in the last, say, 20 years, well, what's changed? Well, we have the Internet. And this, and social media in particular, you know, I mean, there was always this evil in the world, just kind of waiting for its chance, you know. But there was enough people who were smart enough, and some on the right, you know, the Ron Paul crowd, some on the left, you know, the, say, Jesse Jackson crowd back in the day, anti-war crowd, that knew better, that they didn't trust either party. You know, we didn't want anything to do with them. We voted for Ralph Nader, you know, or whatever. You have those people. Now you don't have those people. Now you have the hive mind party people. And even if you didn't really like Biden, by God, you were going to vote for him. Even if you didn't really like Trump, you would still kind of back him up because, by God, you're a Republican or, by God, you're a Democrat, you know? And it's just this hive mind, this closing of the mind, and this docility that I think is being bred into people, physiologically put into people through the vaccinations, through the chemtrails, through the technology specifically. And the
the smartphones are, it's like they're all, talk about connecting the dots and looping the people together. The whole smartphone world is like a collective unconscious of an EMF nature, and they're all part
exactly.
of it. It's not
exactly.
the spiritual.
And it's all about acceptance. And we, you know, it used to be like back in the day, I remember, you know, when I was like 20 years old, you know, and people were like, I'm an anarcho-syndicalist, or I'm a Maoist, or I'm a Marxist, or I'm a socialist worker. You know, but at least they wanted to be different. And nowadays, it's just the opposite. It's like, I want to be accepted. I want to be like everybody else. I want to be accepted. And that's what the social media has done above all else, is it's just created this massive peer pressure on people.
Peer
to cave
dominance.
In and just be accepted.
Utter domination. Domination.
Yeah.
Total domination.
And that's
domination.
How you dominate people. Yeah. And when you see people like, who was it the other night? I think it was on Tucker maybe, but they're talking about how comedians are just caving in now. And they're not even, you know, I mean, think about like George Carlin, you know, and people like that, and Richard Pryor, and people are just like blasting the establishment, and they don't do that anymore. They did just like late night is just worshiping Biden, you know.
Think
it's
of
horrible.
It, what if we had George Carlin,
Jesus,
a few others,
Bill Hicks. When your comedians start getting scared, and when your comedians start getting scared, you know the
they've
whole
all defected
thing's in big trouble.
To the Matrix.
Yeah.
They're all in the Matrix now. Almost all of them.
Hardwired. Yeah, it's really serious situation. All we can do is go outside a lot, enjoy the beauty that Creator's given us. You and I are both lucky to live in beautiful places, and you don't live in a beautiful place, I just go to one right away and move there because, you know, we don't know what's coming here. These people are just totally nuts. It's going to probably come to just resistance at all levels, and. But you have to remember the creation. You have to remember how beautiful it is. You have to remember the natural state of things before this intervention occurred. And it's occurring. And at all levels, they are really, we're being invaded by an alien force here, whatever you want to call it. And we're being hijacked. We're being taken over. Nothing's natural.
Don't get tripped up by
nothing's
labels.
Natural by a 7-year-old surgery to become a boy, become a girl, right, or anything. I mean, that's right. Just fucked up. Okay, that's just straight up fucked up.
That is so evil.
And
oh man,
it's just evil. I mean, you just have to. I remember like a long time ago. I don't know if you ever knew George Green, but he published my
Bagel. Sure, I knew George Green. Way back.
George. Yeah,
I knew Dr. John Coleman, Committee of 300. Sure, I know them.
Yeah,
I knew them.
Well, George,
yeah.
You know, he published the book for a while, and then he kind of let me have it back. And when time was right for both of us, I think he split to, I don't know, Ecuador or something for the most part. But anyway, he just said something really wise to me. He said, it's just, we're coming into a time, and this is, I don't know, 2010. He said, Dean, we're going to come into a time when all we can do is hold the pole, you know, and that's, we're here, we're there. This is the time. So all you can do is just remain calm, just hold the pole, just don't believe anything you hear, really, from anybody. Don't trust anybody. It's a shame, but it's where we're at, because when you get this brainwashing and this mind control so permeated throughout the society, you know, you don't have to be sitting in front of a screen anymore. All you have to do is talk to your neighbor, sadly.
Social media, and even if you do, if people do even still talk to their neighbors, most of them are fighting now over, get the shot, no, yeah, don't get the shot. Get the shot, don't get it. Families are being destroyed by this. Friendships, jobs lost.
Yeah.
Over this, over the... The people who have found out the truth, or at least get an idea of the truth of what this kill shot's going to do to people, and try with their heart, a lot of them are really heartfelt about this. They're trying desperately to warn their loved ones, don't do it. Don't get it. You're fine. You don't need it. And it's causing fights and divorces and suicides and all manner of horror. They're just ripping this culture to pieces. And it's not just happening here. It's just a worldwide thing. They know what they're doing.
It's global.
And this little kid's cartoon, did you see that they put out? This is a Disney quality production. Get Your Vax.
Yeah,
did you see that one?
I did, yeah. I did.
Okay,
so
and there's, I'm putting two more videos up. These are pro-vax videos. They're going up tonight. They are totally nauseating to watch. One of them is... The guy sings for the first time in forever, like it's been a long time. For the first time in forever, I'll be free. And how's he going to be free? He's going to get the goddamn kill shot. That's going to free him, right? Yeah, he's going to free him so he can go to the crematory or to get buried. I mean, these people are going to die, a lot of them. They're already dying. CDC admits 2,000 have been killed in this country. It's probably 10 times that. They will not tell the truth. We know that. This vaccine will not protect you from infection. It will absolutely not protect you from passing it along. And if you get hit with this virus, it's a real virus. If you get hit with this virus after you've been set up with this vax, your immune system is ready to destroy you. That's how it's going to react.
That's
sick. Look at Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Look at the data. It's there.
Yeah, listen to her. There's all kinds of doctors saying they're all saying the exact same thing. You know, whether it's Judy Mikovits or whether it's Tenpenny or whether it's Rima Sabani or
Correct.
I mean, there's just and they're all saying the same exact thing, that you know it's not going to happen right away, which of course is, you know, convenient for the vaccine.
No, the next one to 4 years, or 6 months to 4 years. 4 years, Deagle, Edwin Deagle, who just died, by the way, 5 weeks ago now, he just died.
Interesting.
Okay?
Interesting.
Gone. So they didn't want him talking about anything. So former Undersecretary of the Air Force under the Clintons, Rhodes Scholar Billy, he's gone. So, and just like Dr. Kerry Mullis, who invented the PCR test and is still on video telling people this test is not suitable to determine clinical infection in anybody. Nobody.
Right.
And he died suddenly of a heart attack or heart something. He died about 3 months before they launched this whole Operation COVID plandemic.
Yeah.
He died.
Sure
they got rid of him. They didn't want him around. Hell, the test, 94% false positives. 94% false positives. So how the hell do you think you know you're actually infected? You don't.
You don't.
You got the flu, which doesn't even exist anymore. You get the flu. You get sick and get a cold.
It's all they knew it was going to be a bad flu season, so they said, this is the time. And they knew the economy was going to crash, and so they said, this is the time. This is the time for the Great Reset. This is the time to just crash it all and build back better. And now you get this calm old man, and he's just going to keep people calm while they die. He's like, it's like running what do they call it? You know, when you get the end of life person coming to your house.
Euthanasia? No.
Hospice. That's it, hospice. So Joe's like the head of the hospice. He's the hospice guy. You know, he's the guy that's going to preside over the mass killing of American people. And there's other people in other countries that'll do the same. And but he's real calm.
Not the president of Tanzania.
Not
they
the president
killed
of Tanzania.
Him
he's
off.
Dead. Yeah, 6 weeks ago, from a heart attack, right? So that, I know.
No,
it's like
right.
That day, I'm like, I was telling Jill, I was checking out the vice president who got promoted because she's the same party, and she's apparently of the same thinking. And I haven't heard. I'm kind of checking it daily to see what if she's caved in yet, because they just refuse all vaccinations. Oh. They're just like, we're not taking the vaccine, and they're the only country in the world, as far as I know. Although I heard Burundi.
Burundi did it a year ago, and hit the president of Burundi also died of a heart attack after he said no vax. They got him too.
So I was like, that's right. So I was telling Jill, I was like on kayak looking for one way tickets to Dar es Salaam, just in case she holds up. But wouldn't be too bad. Zanzibar, right? Go meet you in Zanzibar, Jeff, but.
You know what else? Let me duck this in real quick. This is important.
Yeah.
Gates is buying up a lot of land. Most of the land is suitable for grazing, for beef ag and stuff like that. He wants everybody to do what? Eat synthetic meat, okay?
Exactly.
So that's his whole thing, synthetic meat. The other edge of the changeover, the Great Reset in terms of protein, is they're now pushing insect protein. Massive amounts of insect protein. They're going to be pushing that. They'll be in candy bars. They'll be in cereal. They'll be in everything. Insect protein, clean, nothing else. So they're going to change the situation in terms of meat eating as opposed to non-meat protein.
Yeah.
Now, the most important thing is, and I think, and I know you've thought about this, I believe they are pushing. It's going to be a subculture. It may already be. I don't know how big. They're pushing cannibalism. They're pushing now synthetic meat made from the tissue of celebrities, little donor tissue, and they can replicate it and clone it, and they're going to start selling off Ellen DeGeneres steaks. Came from her gene.
Why not?
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
So they're pushing.
I totally believe you, man. It's just so, these people are so twisted. But
yes.
Off with their heads, man. Off with their heads. I mean, it's time people just clue into this Crown City of London deal. And really focus on it, man. We got to do it. We know the enemy. We're telling you who it is. So let's just focus, people. I'm really tired of this infighting crap. It's got to stop. We got a United American Patriots, and we got to throw these bastards off our back one more time.
Don't eat this cloned celebrity flesh. No Ellen steaks. No. Don't do it. They want you to start thinking about protein and eating people. I'm not kidding. This is Soylent Green. It's coming.
I know.
It's coming.
It's coming.
You wait and see. Dean, salute, my friend. Say hi to Jill.
Came back at you, compadre.
Right.
And we'll talk to you soon. You take care of yourself, brother.
Okay, you too. Be well. All righty. The amazing, incredible Dean Henderson. All right. Wow. We'll be right back. Hold on.